Praise the Lord, everyone. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord again this morning. I truly love what I feel in this place. And there's nothing like worshiping God. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of thee. And so in his presence is always fullness of joy. And anything can happen in his presence. Amen. The Apostle Paul says, I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. There's something special waiting for us. God has got something special for each and every one of us today. Amen. Amen. So what is your need today? What need did you have? What need you come in with this morning? I know God can meet it. So he said to Abraham, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for God. Paul says, my God shall do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us. Jesus says, you have not because you ask not. But everyone that asketh receiveth, and everyone that seeketh will find, and everyone that knocked, the door will be open. Amen. It is so good to be here. I wish your pastor was here, but I understand, and I greet them. They're very dear friends, and brother and sister Portman, we really love them. And we love all of you, too. There's something about this family of God. We cease not to pray for you. Amen. It's good to have my wife with me. She last year she had a small accident, and so now she's walking with the aid, they call it. I still call it a cane, but I guess you have to be politically correct these days in a lot of things. But you may be seated. I want her to come and testify, amen, about the goodness of the Lord this morning. Amen.
One of the troubles is we're given two hands, and nowadays I need about five. Here, we'll get all this paraphernalia off. How about that? Politically, socially correct, I have a much more handsome aid that I usually rely on. God is so good to us. Yes. What a beautiful, beautiful presence of the Lord. And wherever the brother went to that opened with the wonderful Psalm of 84, most of us know that psalm, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. And we humble ourselves with that, and we say, oh, I'd rather just be a doorkeeper. Good morning, brother and sister Schumacher. Love you very much. I told her that I'd wave over my shoulder, but now I get to say hi in person. Most of us know that, and we claim that scripture, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. But if you go on in that scripture, in verse 11, it says, for the Lord God is the sun and the shield. And in the Old Testament, we know that he was the cloud by day and the pillar, or the cloud by day, the pillar. Anyway, you know the cloud and the day. The other thing that my husband didn't tell you is the year before that, I had a kabunk on my head, and the brain doesn't always connect well. But that's okay, because I'm going somewhere with that too. For he will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Sometimes I don't like the things that come into my life. I didn't like the kabunk on my head. I didn't like the shelf of dishes that fell out on my foot. I don't like some of the things that come into my life. I'm just being open and honest with you here. I don't understand them. But I have to know that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So when I can sit down and pray. Kneel down and pray. However you have your talk with Jesus. I'm Norwegian. I sit down in my recliner with a cup of coffee, and Jesus, I know, is Norwegian because he likes coffee in my recliner too. And I just talk to him, and if I can honestly say to myself that I'm walking uprightly, then what comes into my life, I have to know, is a good thing. And God has a purpose for it. And I have to change my attitude about it. And he becomes my grace. And he becomes my glory. And I have to say, God, let me reflect your grace. And let me reflect your glory in this. I don't understand it. Change my attitude, God, to like it. Change my attitude. I'm not going to understand it, Jesus, until the end. Maybe not even until I get up there. But just let your presence dwell in my heart, God. Let me be, God, a reflection of you as I walk along this path of life. Because I know, God, that you will be my son. You, God, will be that cloud that protects me. You, God, will be that pillar that guides me. Your word is forever established in my life, and I can stand upon it. I don't rely on my feelings, because my heart is deceptive. It's desperately wicked, and it will lead me astray every time. It'll tell me things that aren't true. My feelings change from moment to moment. One minute I'm up, the next minute I'm down. But God is forever true. He's forever faithful. And he will only bring good into my life. No good thing will he withhold from me. I always have to read the end of the story. I'm delighted to be a doorkeeper in his house, because he will withhold no good thing from me, because I walk uprightly. Thank you so much for making us so welcome. Thank you for the room last night to sleep in. And thank you for your love. And thank you so much for ushering in the presence of the Lord, that we can enjoy it with you today. God bless you.
Amen. So true. Amen. To the book of Psalms this morning, chapter number 36. Psalms chapter 36, one verse. Verse 9. Psalms 36, verse 9. Psalms just says, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." For with thee is a fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. And I want to talk to you today from that latter part, in thy light shall we see light. Father, we praise you again today, God. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay with us, O God. We thank you for your presence that is in this place, O Lord. We're asking you, Father, to let none of us leave the way that we came, but us leave changed, renewed, refreshed in the power of the Holy Ghost. And we will give you all the glory, we will give you all the honor and all the thanks this day, God, for your great love and kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be present and seated, amen. In thy light shall we see light. The Bible is the most unique book in the whole world. There is none like it anyway, and there has never been a book written like it, and there will never be one after it. As a matter of fact, Jesus tells us, don't add to it nor take away from it. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving the earth. And if this pages is everything that you must be, should be, ought to be, and shall be. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 1:16, be ye holy, for I am holy. We are called to be laborers together with Christ. We are to be obedient unto the word of God. We should be compassionate and move with compassion. We should resist all evil that comes our way. Amen. We should understand that someday that we're going to have to stand before the judgment seats of God. We ought to be teachers of God's word. We ought to be followers of God as dear children. And because we know that someday we're going to be changed, Paul says. For in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound and the dead shall rise incorruptible. We need to get ready to move out of this place and to go to a different place. This book covers everything from success and failures in life. Success for those who obey it and failures for those who do not. Within its pages is life and death. Life if we obey and death as we do not. Moses says in Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou may obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto his fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Within his pages is everything that you need to build your faith. Inside of his pages is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It is a book designed to develop your character, to strengthen your determination and your resolve and your willpower. It will teach you how to love and how to forgive. It was a book that shows you how to be filled with joy and peace, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Inside of its pages, this book will make you or break you. This book will set you apart for God or it'll set you apart for the devil. It's not just an ordinary book. You need the Spirit of God to understand its pages. Paul's Peter says, knowing first that no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretations, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. This book is a good book. It is a book for every soul, every age, and to teach you and to build you. It is rapid in action. It is fast moving. It is swift. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividers of under of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is discerner of the thought and attempt of the heart. It is vivid in details. In other words, is animated. It is alive. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord and one place. And suddenly there came from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Now dwelling at Jerusalem was Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this was known abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded, and that they heard every man in his own language. And they was amazed and marveled, saying one to another, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we was born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and dwellers of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Egypt, and parts of Libya, Bahrain, strangers of Rome, Jews, proselytes, Greeks, and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our own tongue the wonderful works of God. And they was amazed and doubt, said one to another, What meaneth this? Other smoke and sin. These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but of the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servant and handmaidens will I pour out of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I'll show wonders in the heavens above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord shall come. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is vivid in detail. It is picturesque in descriptions. You have got to get in the book. You've got to put yourself within its pages so that you have an understanding of where God is coming from and what God is talking about. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But you've got to get in the scriptures. You've got to put yourself in it. My name is Rufus. So the Lord is Rufus the shepherd, and Rufus shall not want. He make Rufus to lie down in green pastures. He lead Rufus beside the still waters. He restored Rufus's soul. He lead Rufus in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, the Rufus walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Rufus will fear no evil, for thou art with Rufus. Thy rod and thy staff, it covers Rufus. Thou prepare a table before Rufus in the presence of Rufus's enemies. Rufus's head shall be anointed with oil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow Rufus all the days of Rufus's life, and Rufus will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. You got to get in the book. You've got to look in there, right in the Word of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you must love him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. The psalmist says, with thee is a fountain of light, life, and in thy light shall we see light. The Lord said through Jeremiah 2:13, my people have committed two evils. They have left me, the fountain of living water, and hold themselves out cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Anytime you walk away from God, prepare to dry up. Prepare to go thirsty, because he is that living water. As he told the woman at the well in John 4, I will be in you a well of water, springing up unto eternal life. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Praise God. You don't want to go away from God. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. This living water, the Holy Ghost, Jesus says, I will be in you, that you should not be thirsty for anything else. If you are a child of God, if you've been born again of the water and the Spirit, nothing should compare to the Holy Ghost. You should be content. You should be satisfied with the things of God, because you have a door that you can come boldly to the throne of grace and find mercy and help in the time of need. Nothing should quench your thirst, because you have the Spirit of God within you. Praise God. In thy light shall we see light. The psalmist says in 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my pathway. John writing in 1 John 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy might be full, or may be full. This then it's the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. This is the message, that God is light and without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received back up in the glory. John goes on, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but came to bear witness of the light, that true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received them not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them which believed on his name, which was born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In his light shall you see light. Look, it's in there, right in the word of God. You know, we have people that spend millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, trying to find an answer to their problem, their situation, and their circumstance. And it's right here in the Word of God. Search the Scriptures, Jesus says, for in him you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. But you won't come to me that you might have life. You've got to get in there. Every situation that you go through in life has already been penned in the book. Paul says in Romans 15, 4, for the things which are written afore was written for our learning, that we through faith and patience of the scripture might have hope. There's a story in this book that correlates with your life. You're not going to face anything new that has not already been written in the book. All you've got to do is dust the dust off it and let the light shine. In his light shall you see light. Whatever you're going through, get in the light. It'll come to you. If you're struggling in life, that means you're far from the darkness. I mean, the light. You're going away to the darkness. If you stay in in the light, you'll be able to see what you're going through, and God will give you directions and help you to overcome. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and formless, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God called the light day. In the night he called darkness. And the evening and the morning was the first day. But God saw the light, that it was good. See, you just need to look in the light, because Jesus has already told us, we're the light of the world. We're a city that is set on the hill, cannot be hidden. Let your light shine, that men shall see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He says men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel basket. He says he put it on a candlestick so he can give light to everyone that's in the house. So let your light shine, that men shall see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Stop putting out the light. Keep the altar burning. The Lord told Moses to speak to Aaron and the children that they never let the altar, the light or the fire, go out in the altar. You're never to stop at the altar. Your fire should always be burning. The Holy Ghost should always be on fire. And you, as Jeremiah said, like fire shut up in my bones. You should be excited about God. Praise God. In thy light shall we see light. I hear people talking about how bad 220 was. Wasn't bad to me. Because I stayed in the light. See, if you get out of the light, then the darkness starts closing in. And you're not going to be able to see what God says. The psalmist says in Psalms 139, the darkness hideth not from thee. The night and the light are both alike to God. Amen. We just need to get to the light. We just need to come to the light. Amen. When you're going through things in your life, it's not the time to regress. It is time to run to the light. David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall, though a host should encamp against me, and this my heart will not fear. Though war shall rise against me, and this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he will hide me in his pavilion. And the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me on a rock, and my head will be high about mine enemies round about me. Therefore, would open his tabernacle the sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Praise God. Get in the light. In his light shall we see light. You will see what God is doing. And all those scriptures you read and you quoted, and we know that all things do work together to the good, to them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, to them he did also predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And we know, amen, whom he did predestine, to them he also called, and whom he called, to them he also justified, and to whom he justified, them he also glorified. side, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who else can be against us? Everybody else might as well be for me, because I know that God is for me. Praise God. This is the message. That God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. So why are you depressed? Why are you in fear? Why are you complacent? Why are you murmuring? Why are you complaining? Why are you bickering and not rejoicing? Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordered his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilent walk in darkness, nor the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine own eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall you, and neither shall the plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all their ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. Upon the young lion and dragon shall you trample under feet, because you have set your love upon him. You shall call, and he will answer. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call, and I will deliver him. I will be with him in trouble, and make known to him my salvation. For neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given unto men whereby we must be saved. It's in the book, because that's light. And in his light shall we see light. Praise God. This is the message. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Amen. There should be no darkness in you. Praise God. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The firmaments show forth his handiworks. Day unto day they utter speech, and night unto night they show forth knowledge. There is no speech nor language that their voices is not heard. Their lines is gone into the ends of the earth, and their words into the ends of the heaven. And in them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which going forth is as a bridegroom cometh out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is to the ends of the heavens and the circuit unto the ends thereof, and there's nothing hid from the heat of it. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, and lighting the eye. The fear of the Lord is clean, and do it forever. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous else altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them are your servants worn, and in keeping of them is great reward. Who can understand his error? Keep back thy servant from secret faults. Let not presumptuous sins have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright and shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In his light shall we see light. This is the message. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Luke 15, Jesus tells the parables about three things that are lost. First is the lost sheep. Second is the lost coin. And third is the lost son. If you notice, in the relationships, first is the lost sheep. He says, if you lose one, you leave the 99 and you go find that one that is lost. Well, I always like to say, why is he lost? Should have stayed at the house, right? No, I'm just joking. But I want to focus a second here on the second one, the lost coin. Notice where it's lost, in the house. It's lost in the house. It's not lost anywhere else but in the house. See, that coin was precious. It was valuable. See, you're valuable and precious to God. But are you lost? Are you lost in the house? See, sometimes we can harbor bitterness. We can harbor unforgiveness. We can still be walking in darkness. We can be murmuring and complaining and bickering, not treating others right. Our relationships can be all messed up and tore up. But yet, we're in the house. We can be lost right in the house. So notice what the woman does. She lights a candle, and she sweeps her house until she finds that coin, and she starts to rejoice. You need to find you. Where are you? Paul says, at the times you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which becomes the first principles of the oracles of God. Where are you in your walk with God? The psalmist says, daily will I seek thee. I will arise. I will wake up my psalmist, and I'll wake up my heart. He says, my mind is fixed. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. See, it's got to be a habit of praising God. It's got to be a habit of reading the Word of God. It's got to become a habit of doing the things of God, because that keeps you in the light. Doing God's Word will keep you saved. Amen. You've got to light a candle. Praise God. Let's stand this morning. Praise God. Maybe you're under the sound of my voice this morning, and maybe you've been dealing with a lot of fear. Maybe fear is seem to be plaguing you. Well, we know Scripture tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear. He's given us power, he's given us love, and he's given us a sound mind. John says fear will torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So maybe you are dealing with fear today. I know the pandemic has called lots of people to fear, so maybe you're dealing with fear. Or maybe you're just tired. You know, and that do happen sometimes, that you do get tired, but maybe you're just tired. You know, and see, when you're tired, that's when the enemy likes to pounce on you. That's when he likes to come in with all his forces, because he knows you don't have strength to do what God is asking you to do. See, so maybe you're tired, or maybe you got bitterness in your heart. Maybe you're someone has said something and you didn't like it, or they said something about you and you've been just holding that bitterness down inside of you. Maybe there's a lot of uncertainty going on in your life. Maybe you don't know if you want to serve God or not. Maybe you've been fighting back and forth. I'm not going to church today. No, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to give up. Sometimes that uncertainty happens. Daniel says in Daniel 7:25 that he should speak great words against the Most High and try to wear out the saints of the Most High. See, so a lot of things we're going through is the enemy has got us on our heels. He's trying to wear you out. That's why you shouldn't keep your eyes on the media, because they're going to wear you out. If you like my mailbox, man, I go to the mailbox, I think I'm going to get some good news. It's plagued with everything that discourages me. So now when they come in the mail, you know what I do? I just tear it. I don't even open it. I know what it is. I just tear it up, because I know the enemy is trying to wear me out. Maybe you've been thinking about committing suicide. That seems like to be on the uprise throughout the land. But you don't want to do that. Oh, brothers and sisters, God loves you too much. See, if the enemy can talk you to do that, he knows that God has got something special for you. He knows God has got something for you, so he's trying to derail you before you can come against his kingdom. So don't you give in to that foolishness and that evil in any way. So you stay steadfast. Amen. Maybe you've been mistreated. Maybe you've been abused. Maybe you've been talked about and scorned. Hey, don't give in. Yes, sometimes life can be crummy. Sometimes we face things that we know not why. You remember that song, "We may not know, we cannot tell how we are saved from death and hell through faith. We know that all is well. He took our sins away." We don't understand the trials and the tests that we go through and why. But I can tell you, when you come out on the other side, it'll be beautiful, because he makes all things beautiful in his time. Praise God. Maybe you've been seeking the Holy Ghost and you have not received it yet and you're starting to get discouraged. Well, let me encourage you. God will fill you with the Holy Ghost, because it's a promise and he cannot lie. Praise God. So if you're here this morning and any of these things that I mentioned, anything that I said, and you have found yourself in darkness, then I need you to come to the light. I need you to come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. These altars are open this morning. Amen. Come on and just let Jesus restore you. Get back in the light this morning, for he is the light.